glad to see hypnotic pictures because the word did occur to me as I was drinking that in and watching it. We do have a couple of minutes, Bill, if you're in the room, if we want to take just a couple of questions. I don't want to let too much time pass by before people having to wait another hour and a half to ask you. So do you have any immediate questions for the our resident alchemist filmmaker, Bill Morrison, who I'm surprising by saying this too, as we make our way back up to the stage? Maybe house lights would be in order too, yeah.
There we go. Cool. Thank you. Thanks, Dan. Hi, Terry. Thank you.
You often have music composed with your pieces, and I was wondering, in making this work, did you have a kind of music sensibility or rhythmic idea for it to be later scored?
I mean, there was sort of like a math formula that I came up with for this, but I don't know, something about the original footage being before 1900, I felt like I couldn't really attach music to it. I didn't know that it was going to be, its initial screening was going to be in the Titus One at MoMA, and therefore there would be a Subway soundtrack that would be, and that happened, so that was my. Yeah, okay, just shout out. Georgetown Loop was from the paper print collection by the same title, Georgetown Loop. Ken did a mirror split. In other words, it sort of forms almost a Rorschach design in the middle. I don't know if speaking about it serves it, but it certainly was an inspiration. And old footage, split screen, you know, the reference was obviously there, and I wanted to tip my hat to Ken. Yeah, just shout out because I can't really see.
What tools did you use, and how long did it take for you to put it together?
Let's see. Well, I edited it on Final Cut, and I had the idea of going to and doing it since I had a master fine grain of doing this optically. And any optical house that I took it to laughed me out of the. It'll be in tatters, you know. So, was fortunate enough to be. I had the very patient Simon Lund of Cineric took me under his wing and did a 2K transfer of each frame, and so then I was able to. Match back to a high def that was outputted on the film and gave me the option of also doing the CinemaScope. I had a residency in Maine on Mount Desert Island, and I was holed up in a house at the very end of summer there, so there was nobody there, and I brought my computer up there and was trying to figure out what to do with this footage and sort of had a eureka moment when I realized that that overpass hit at the same frame. And from there, I think I spent 2 weeks kind of ripping my hair out. I had long, flowing hair. You should have seen me.
That's a good line.
Okay, here.
Later in the conference, I might ask you to do that. It'll be in tatters voice again. That was quite effective.